Very special guest today. His name is Frank Gaffney. He is the founder and president of the Center for Security Policy. The firm is internationally recognized as a source of timely, informed, and penetrating analysis of foreign and defense policy matters. Mr. Gaffney has a long and distinguished career, including serving under President Reagan as a deputy assistant secretary of defense. He's an author and a leading security expert. And we've seen him on Fox News, CNN, the BBC. Mr. Gaffney, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Tell me, if you would, let me dive right in here. We had the election this week. Tell me, were you surprised? And from a foreign policy standpoint, give me your analysis.
I was somewhat surprised, I have to tell you. I think that the shortcomings of the Romney campaign were evident to some degree, but not as much as they turned out to be at the polls. Their consequences are almost incalculable, in my judgment. The fact that we have not only a president who has been reelected for four more years, but who almost certainly believes, on the basis of this reelection, that he has been validated in the sorts of policies that he pursued in the previous four, is profoundly worrying. We could go through a whole litany of them, but let me just dive into one of them that's particularly troubling to me, and that is his embrace of Islamists, whose purpose explicitly is our destruction. I'm speaking not simply of the Muslim Brotherhood, which we're seeing, thanks in part to his policies, ascendant throughout much of the Middle East and North Africa. I'm talking about Al-Qaeda as well, ironically. The group that he claims to have put on the path to defeat and to have decimated, it appears he has been arming covertly through Turkey with weapons policed up in Libya in the form of aid to the so-called opposition in Syria, of which Al-Qaeda is a prominent part. This is a very, very worrying development, needless to say, and one that I think represents really a mortal threat to a lot of Americans.
Right. I don't think there's any question about that. And with the results of the election, I'm very worried from a national security standpoint. And I was hoping you're going to talk me off the cliff this morning, but it doesn't sound like that's going to happen.
Well, don't jump, but you should know that you're at the cliff. That's for sure.
Yeah, I hear you. Let me ask you this, and I agree with you. These Islamic terrorists, it seems like the president embraces them by not calling the Fort Hood shooting a terrorist attack. The events of Benghazi, as an example, would you say that that's a result of the president not wanting to offend Islam?
I believe that the policies that the administration has been pursuing have emboldened our enemies and gave rise to a sense that they could, in fact, attack with impunity an American diplomatic mission in Benghazi. Ironically, in the process, killing a guy who had actually been instrumental to arming them first in Libya and now in Syria. Peculiar turn of events. But the trouble is that when the president and his subordinates immediately seized on this narrative as the explanation for why this attack took place, that an offensive video, and the guy has now been sentenced to a year in prison to serve out some sort of penalty, though not technically for making this video, but nonetheless, I think, is a signal again to the Muslim world that we're punishing him. This was a sign that the administration has continued from really its first days in office to encourage, to the detriment of our security, our freedoms, and to the benefit of our adversaries who believe that we must not give offense to Islam. They insist upon this as what they call Sharia blasphemy. And I'm afraid that everything we do in this vein will only cause them to believe even more fervently that they will be able to triumph over us, and that will inevitably translate into more violent forms of jihad in due course.
We're talking today to Frank Gaffney, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C. How much, Mr. Gaffney, how much more dangerous is it today than it was a week ago or 2 weeks ago, with the president believing that he now has a mandate with empowering our adversaries like Russia and China. We're both happy. Hugo Chavez probably called and said congratulations. I don't know. But the how much more dangerous is our homeland than it was a week ago or a month ago or 4 years ago? Give us some perspective there, please.
Well, again, as you say, I think what we're witnessing is the playing out of what I call the Obama Doctrine. I've got it down to 9 words. Emboldening our enemies, undermining our friends, and diminishing our country. And you put those into practice, and unfortunately what you're going to see, I'm quite certain, are folks like Vladimir Putin in Russia, the new Communist Party leadership, which will be formalized today and the next day or two, I think, almost certainly with the strong role being played as kingmaker of the Chinese People's Liberation Army. You look at what Hugo Chavez is doing in our hemisphere, in part on his own, in part with help from the Chinese and the Russians and the Iranians. That includes, by the way, what I anticipate will be the next Cuban missile crisis. Here we celebrated the 50th anniversary of the last one, as Iranian missiles are deployed in Venezuela. And then there's Iran, of course, which is moving inexorably towards acquiring a nuclear weapon, with which it, I think, has made clear it intends to wipe Israel off the map and, if it can, to bring about a world without America. I mean, these are the sorts of things that are going to make our homeland, as you said, and our interests around the world much, much more vulnerable. And I believe that to the extent that we had a great national election where the American people were asked to choose whether they want to continue the present trajectory or take a different path, almost completely bereft of any serious discussion of these kinds of issues has given rise to this problem we started talking about at the beginning, of a president who will believe that he can continue this Obama doctrine despite the obvious perils that are associated with it.
Question for you, and you kind of went there a second ago. I thought we were going to solve this problem. I really did. I believe we were going to start to solve this problem on Tuesday of last week. We didn't do that. We went the other way. Why do you think the average American person or average person walking down the street in the United States of America, why do you think they don't get it? Why do you think they don't understand what peril we're facing? Why do you think they don't recognize that? And why do you think that they don't respond to that? Is it we don't communicate the problem well enough, or they just don't understand that? What do you think the issue is?
I think it's sort of twofold. One, I think we have kind of a lost generation in our political elite, not obviously decimated by war as the lost generation after World War I was, but by the fact that people, since basically the Cold War ended, who simply stopped thinking about these things. I mean, a sort of spike when somebody attacks us on 9/11, yes, but by and large, most of us, and particularly our leaders, are not terribly knowledgeable about these sorts of issues, and therefore they don't talk much about them. We have had a press that has not done much, I think, particularly in the service of President Obama, notably in connection with Benghazi Gate, to educate the public about these things. And, you know, let's be honest, one of the nature the things that makes democracy such a wonderful thing in terms of typically the nations that are governed in that form don't go to war is because people left to their own devices, when they can determine public policy, tend to focus on, you know, their domestic issues, their concerns about education or healthcare or jobs or the economy more generally, and that
right.
sort of thing. So all of these things sort of reinforce one another to give rise to a public that was largely uninformed, and I think made, frankly, an uninformed decision about this next commander-in-chief.
Boy, I would agree with that. All right, we're talking today to Frank Gaffney, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy. Got about a minute left. I'd love to hear your thought here. You mentioned that Iran is working with Hugo Chavez in Venezuela and are here in our hemisphere, right there in South America, arming them. Do you think that this president, there's any chance that there's an accommodation between Netanyahu and Obama to slow that down or to stop it? Do you think that's going to happen?
No, I think what's much more likely is that the president of the United States will do everything he possibly can to defeat Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the elections that Israel is going to have in January. And that will bring to the fore, if he succeeds, a prime minister there who will be even more unlikely to do anything about this Iranian threat than Bibi Netanyahu has proved to be so far, despite his rhetoric and despite, I think, his general appreciation that there is a problem here. So I don't see that coming from either President Obama or the next prime minister of Israel, unfortunately.
I said it was the last question, but I want to ask you this one more, if I could.
Sure.
Tell me, my audience, or the people listening to you, are a very conservative bunch. What can they do about it after we've lost this election? It's over. But what can they do about it? What can they do to impress upon their elected representatives that national security is a big deal and we need to protect ourselves? What can they do?
It's a great question. I'm so glad you asked it. I think there's a number of things that they can do. I think first and foremost, they have to become knowledgeable about these problems. And I'm sure just by listening to you guys that they've got fairly high up the learning curve. But one thing I would commend to them, especially in connection with this business of the Islamist threat, is a course that we developed that is available for free online at MuslimBrotherhoodInAmerica.com. And it really provides kind of a tutorial on the problem that we started talking about the Islamists and the Obama administration's policies that are unfortunately emboldening them and making that particular problem more dangerous. It concludes with an entire section about what people can do to try to remedy this particular part of the problem. It's a starting point for more general conversation as well.
We're talking today to Frank Gaffney, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy. If you would give us, for my listeners, one more time that website address they can go to learn what they can do to impress upon our elected officials and learn what the threats are. Tell me that website again one more time, please.
Well, if I may give you my website at the Center for Security Policy.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Number securefreedom.org. The website for the course is MuslimBrotherhoodInAmerica.com.
We're going to put links to both of those on the Ty J. Young Show website so our listeners can go there and go directly to those websites. Mr. Gaffney, thank you so much for being on today. You've been a great guest.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. We're